Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. Today we follow the order of morning prayer found on page 235 in Lutheran Service Book. The text is Acts chapter 21, verses 1 through 16. The Reverend Peter Ill is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Acts, chapter 21. And when we had parted from them and set sail, we came by a straight course to Kos, and the next day to Rhodes, and from there to Patara. And having found a ship crossing to Phoenicia, we went aboard and set sail. When we had come in sight of Cyprus, leaving it on the left, we sailed to Syria and landed at Tyre, for there the ship was to unload its cargo. And having sought out the disciples, we stayed there for 7 days. And through the Spirit, they were telling Paul not to go on to Jerusalem. When our days there were ended, we departed and went on our journey, and they all with wives and children accompanied us until we were outside the city. And kneeling down on the beach, we prayed and said farewell to one another. Then we went on to board the ship, and they returned home. When we had finished the voyage from Tyre, we arrived at Ptolemais, and we greeted the brothers and stayed with them for 1 day. On the next day, we departed and came to Caesarea, and we entered the house of Philip, the evangelist, who was one of the seven, and stayed with him. He had 4 unmarried daughters who prophesied. While we were staying for many days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea, and coming to us, he took Paul's belt and bound his own feet and hands and said, "Thus says the Holy Spirit, this is how the Jews at Jerusalem will bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles." When we heard this, we and the people there urged him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, "What are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be imprisoned, but even to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." And since he would not be persuaded, we ceased and said, "Let the will of the Lord be done." After these days, we got ready and went up to Jerusalem, and some of the disciples from Caesarea went with us, bringing us to the house of Mnason of Cyprus, an early disciple with whom we should lodge. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Let the will of the Lord be done. That's what Luke and Paul's traveling companions and the Caesarean Christians said when they couldn't persuade Paul to stay away from Jerusalem. That's after the people in Tyre had begged Paul not to go to Jerusalem, and that's after Agabus came, taking Paul's belt off of him, wrapping it around his own ankles and wrists, and saying that it was into that kind of bondage that the owner of the belt would be carried. But Paul would not be talked out of going to Jerusalem for Pentecost, so let the will of the Lord be done. It almost sounds like a prayer of resignation, doesn't it? In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed that the cup of death would pass from him, but that prayer was given according to his Father's will. Jesus teaches the church to pray, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And in your own personal prayers, how often do you add the line, "If it be your will"? Sometimes as a pious add-on. But is this just a pious add-on? Is this a prayer of resignation? Or is this something more, something greater? To be sure, God's will is good and gracious, and God accomplishes his will without our prayer. God doesn't need our permission to do his will. And he doesn't need any magic words or go ahead from us. He is going to do his will anyway. So then, why would Jesus teach us to pray in God's will? Why does Jesus pray in his own Father's will? And is the prayer of the Caesareans still appropriate in Christ's church today? Yes. Yes, it is. When there is bad news in your life, that doesn't mean that God's will has stopped happening for you. God doesn't let his promise come and go, sometimes with you and sometimes not. But God's will is done when you ask for it and when you don't ask for it. This prayer, that God's will be done, is a prayer that confesses that God will do what he intends, and this calls for Christ's people to recognize that this situation that you have found yourself in, this situation that you are praying about, is subject to God's will. But that isn't simply a form of fatalism. It's not a churchy way of saying, it is what it is. Instead, it is a prayer for contentment for the people of God to accept God's will as for them, for you. It is that very will of God that brought Martin, the soldier, from his military service to the monastic life and then to life being the bishop of Tours in Gaul. As he labored as Christ's soldier, the will of God to seek and to save the lost was seen in the God-given faith and faithfulness of Martin of Tours. As uncomfortable as it may have been for Martin to leave the life of soldier and enter the monastic life and then the bishop's life, it is also uncomfortable for you to receive God's will in your life. When you pray that God's will be done, you are praying against your own selfishness, your own sinfulness, your own self-idolatry. When you pray that God's will be done, you confess that God will do what he knows is best. God will do what he desires, whether you like it or not. And you pray that God make you at peace with that reality. God's will has been done for you, not just in whatever circumstances you find yourself in, not only in your prayers for safety and protection, not only in your prayers for health and well-being and the resolution of whatever conflict you're at the center of, but God's will has been done for you on the cross. In Christ, God has accomplished his will of seeking and saving the lost. Of seeking and saving you. Because of the death of Christ, Paul could go to Jerusalem, even though the people of Tyre and the people of Caesarea begged him not to, even though Agabus came to him and said, "This is what is going to happen." Paul could accept the chains as God's will. Because he had been found, he had been saved. Because of Christ's death for you, what evil can happen to you? What do you have to worry about in God's will? Absolutely nothing, dear Christian, because Christ is your life who has done his will for you. The Lord's will has been done for you and will continually be done for you. Because Christ has died and risen. Christ is your Savior, who brings you the forgiveness of your sins, and Christ has accomplished his will for you now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the short-term team from St. Matthew's Lutheran Church in Esko, Minnesota, serving the Lord in Puerto Rico. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.